Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within.
Jason Waller here with the True Underdog Podcast. I am super excited today, underdogs. I've got a guest on here that's next level. He's a brother from another mother. The dude is representing Michigan, my favorite state, my favorite town, my favorite people. This guy's an entrepreneur. I consider him like a bodybuilder because he's in hella shape, right? And he's always working and grinding to get better. My man, Kelly Siegel, entrepreneur, business owner, kicking some ass. How you doing, my man?
All I can say is, bam, man. Wait, hell of an intro.
Bam! That's right. Hey, you see the tat right there. I got the bam tat going right now.
I got to ask you something. I'm sorry to jump on you. How many people, I think the reason why you go with Bam is because you look like a grown up Bam Bam from the Flintstones. What was his name? Bam Bam Rubble. You look like you're much more handsome though, brother.
I appreciate that. No, actually, our motto at our old company with a douchebag that used to be my partner, I hate to say that, but those are facts. He used to say, boom, baby. And when we quit being partners, I would play video games with my son and I'd be like, boom, baby. And he'd go, dad, like, we don't say boom, baby anymore. And I'm like, well, what should we say? And he's like, we should say bam. So we created bam. And then year two or three of Power Home Solar / Pink Energy, I had to find out, because I would always yell, bam, how can I utilize that word for our business? So I trademarked it and made it building a movement. One panel, one customer, one employee, one life at a time. And that's what we trademarked and went through. And here we are, 8 years later with bam just exploding all over the place. And for the podcast, it's building a moment. And for the business, it's building a movement.
I've always said, wow. It's like you and I are separated from like birth. Our stories are very similar. It's why you were 5 feet away from me at the gym all the time. Every time I'd go over to say hi to you, you had a following of people, a gaggle of people wanting to feel the energy. And I just want to give a shout out to everything you're doing over there at Pink Energy. And, your energy is popping and just what you're doing is just amazing. And when all that negativity came out, man, it's just like, haters going to hate. When you're on top, there's always somebody trying to bring you down. And, I text you right away and said, hey, tough times don't last, tough people do. But this is going to be the first of a long-standing friendship, and I'm loving what you're doing. And like I told you, for your Susan Coleman outing you got coming, my daughter and I are going to come down, and we're going to support you because that's what brothers do, man. And I love what you're doing, and that's just not a shameless plug, man. I'm proud of you. I've read your book. I'm writing a book right behind you. It's so funny how I didn't even talk to you about this stuff, and I'm doing the same thing. So great minds think alike, brother.
No, I agree. And look, anytime you can add something, I appreciate all the kind words. Thank you. So anytime you can add value, which you write in a book, your experiences, we've chatted a few times, will add value to people that are going to be in your shoes sooner than later, or people that are struggling and hitting some of the challenges that you hit. I mean, you mentioned your business is growing all over, but your own hometown, it's not. Right? It's like, how the fuck do you fix that? You're banging your head against the wall. Like, dude, like, this is a problem. Locally, I can't grow everywhere else I can. And some people can't grow, period. But at least you're growing somewhere. But it's like, just get more involved locally in the community. And you've got these people, like you said, haters are going to hate. I love the people in Michigan probably more than I love the people in Carolina. Sorry, folks. I really do, because they're more real, right? Like you and I, like in Michigan and Detroit, especially, they wear their heart and their mind on their chest and on their shoulder. It's right there. In most cases, it's transparent. You don't have that in a lot of cities. In a lot of cities, you get lip service. And I'm not saying you don't there, but I didn't see it as much as I do in other places. And I see people that struggle, that fight that Detroit versus everybody mentality. That's a strong mentality to run your business, to live your life, to grow up in, right?
It's impossible when it describes the degree of difficulty. If you let negativity get you, it will. It's everywhere. And, I don't want to get into politics, as I know you don't, but it's a blue state here. I'm not saying I'm a red or a blue. People don't realize, man.
I'm never scared to get into politics. Hey, I'm never scared to talk about anything. I'm okay with talking politics.
I heard something amazing. So we talk about the left wing and the right wing, but they forget it's the part of the same bird, man. So it's just something that we all got to remember. If the left wing drops or the right wing drops, you're going to freaking crash land. So, you know, it's a blue state. So there's some things that I don't necessarily agree with, but I power through anything, man, like you do. It just, let's just bear ahead and go. I was sitting in a meeting with my staff and they're telling me, you know, we can't find good people. I grabbed the freaking cell phone and I posted a couple of videos and got amazing amounts of people. And it's just, emotion creates energy, which creates freaking positivity. And you make your own weather. There's a new one for you, Jason. You make your own weather in this world. And for me, it's sunny and beautiful. I happen to be in Florida right now. I'm blessed that I was able to work my butt off during the pandemic and build a house in Florida to get away from the only thing we can't trade is the gray weather in Michigan. But the good part about it getting gray is the Lions come on and then we get to go watch our beloved Lions and hopefully we're going to be the year.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to a game together. I got some good field passes, some MGM seats. We'll have to go out there, introduce you to some of the boys that I know. It'll be good.
You and I together might be a little bit much to take from this world. two weeble wobble guys.
I like to surround myself with dynamic personalities. It's important to do that. Otherwise, you get bored.
I've been told I got a big personality. I don't know if that's a positive or negative, but I'll take it.
It's both. My daughter will tell you, my oldest daughter, there's no such thing as bad press. Like, even when you message me, I'm like, hey, you know, tough times don't last, tough people do. And I appreciate that because a lot of people that I thought were my friends, they believe the fake news. They believe the media. They believe the hype and don't understand the tangibles of the story. You know, I didn't build three companies that were successful and build a company that was doing so well and winning every award. And then overnight, boom, you know, the bottom fell out. You know, that's why I can't comment on lawsuits, but that's why we got a $800 million lawsuit against Generac because their parts were failing our customers and our customers didn't know the truth. We didn't know the truth and they had to pick somebody to blame. Not saying we didn't have any issues. Of course, we have growing pains, but we always stand behind our service and products, as do you. And you said you have hit some bumps in your business as well. First of all, I want the listeners to know exactly what your business is about. I know it's IT, but dig into the trenches so listeners out there can know exactly what Kelly and his company are about.
The 10-second spiel, very simple. You've said it a million times on your podcast. We do phones and computers for businesses. We do it better than everybody else. We keep it simple, stupid. And it's the Henry Ford approach. It's you can get any color car you want as long as it's black. Every single system set up the same way, predictable, repeatable, and we can freaking predict the future of that. It's going to be awesome if they listen to us. The customers that we look for are people that value time and cybersecurity. We are keeping our customers safe in this crazy, crazy world that we live in. I'm an end user, Jason. I'm not an IT guy. I don't have an IT background. I bought this company. I was selling. I was slinging freaking long distance and internet. I'm like you. I started from the bottom and I've sold everything and I've gone door to door selling candies. I'm not afraid. I love the challenge. I love when people say no, because it's that much closer to a yes. But my goal is to redefine the way IT is consumed, valued, viewed, and everything. Everybody looks at it as we're the bad guys and everything goes wrong. We're to blame. But when everything goes right, we get no accolades. As you know, technology is everything. It's how you scale. It's how we're doing this right now. Look at podcasting, you know, 10 years ago. It just didn't exist. Facebook. Heck, I sold companies. I'm going to date myself, but I sold companies their first ever internet connection. I had a conversation with them going, they said, what am I going to need this internet for? I said, one day it's going to be more valuable than air. And here we are. Imagine if the internet went down. We would be clueless on what to do with life. How much money you got on you, Jay?
How much money do I have on me?
Yeah, there's a question because I'm going to tell you why. If you don't have cash on you, imagine if we have the internet goes down. You can't get cash. People don't carry cash anymore.
So I do have cash. I got, like, my pockets, you know, they look like bunny ears, okay, right now. But I do have cash in my backpack back there. I probably carry a couple $1,000 at any given time. Don't rob me, anybody. I'm fucking carrying, just so everybody knows. But I carry a couple thousand anytime.
We are same. I always carry a thousand on me. I'm packing heat as well, as well as the big guns that I carry with me as well. So, you know.
That's right. I always, hey, me and you, we have that mentality that you ever seen the King of Comedies with Cedric the Entertainer? And you ever seen that?
The man right here.
Yeah. And do you remember when they were talking about white people walk up and go, I hope nobody's in our seats so we don't have any problems. And black people wish a motherfucker be in their seat. Like me and you have that wish mentality. Like I've always had a light, like I wish a motherfucker would. Like it ain't looking at me and say shit. I'm like, why don't you just fucking say something? Like I wish they would. And every time I think of that, because that's one of my favorite comedies of all time, I think of if you have that mentality in life, it's dangerous, but it's just who you are. And I think you have the same mentality.
I'm actually working on that. I used to be a hothead. I used to run with the crazies and snap off. And, you know, I every once in a while, that very same thing just happened to me at Pine Knob Music Theater. I went to see Zac Brown and some guy and his girlfriend walked up and just started screaming at me. And I'm looking at him. I'm looking him up and down. And I'm like, is there more to you before you're talking all this toughness? And finally, I waved at the usher and I said, you better come get these people before I kill them. And then the guy looked at me and I think he came to his senses and said, how are you going to apologize? I go, yes, you do. Now, my drinking years, when I used to party, there would have been no questions asked. But I turned over a new leaf. As some people say, I found Jesus, but it's not that. It's just I'm trying to do the right thing and spread good cheer. And in the end, I looked at the guy and I said, I'm sure you spend a lot of money on your tickets and I'm sure you're here to have a good time. I'm here for a couple of songs and I'm going to go up and meet people. So have a good night. I walked away. No harm, no foul. But I'm like you. When things get tough, that's when I get going. And that's what shows everybody. You know, smooth seas never made a sailor. So if people are going to sit back and oh, I'm tough when things are easy, that doesn't show anything. It's when times are tough, like right now with what you're dealing with, how you, and you know what? I'm going to steal something from my boy Ed Milet, man. Things happen for you, not to you, bro. You know it. You need to get rid of some of that negativity, some of those bad people, some of those fake friends. And guess who fills it? Your boy Kelly Siegel now reaching out to you. You're going to get rid of some of them haters. You're going to get someone to help you lift up and do good things. And the two of us together, man, I can feel it. We've got something brewing, and we'll figure out what it is, and we'll make a dent in this, or we'll make some bam and some blamos.
Some bam. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't get fired up when I drink. So I don't drink a lot, but I get fired up. I don't have a lot of gears. I take medication to calm down my gears, and I've never been upset one time in my life and started any fights. Like I never wake up mad, or I never go somewhere and I go, ooh, that guy's pissing me off, and I'm in someone's face. It's always, I'm very reactive. But the problem is I'm like gear one, gear two, and then it's like, fuck you, I'm at 10, right? So like I'm coasting at one and two, and I'm never like, nobody can ever like piss me off to run at somebody. It's when they come at me, and that's when I'm like, I wish a motherfucker would. Like that's my gears missing. I'm trying to put medicine in the place to go gear 5, gear 7, gear 9 before I get to gear 10. Most people with age, Kelly, they get a higher tolerance. Mine has gone the fuck away. Like my tolerance is zero. Like if shit's going bad, I'm like, I got to get out of this situation. I got to go here to more positive. And when I was younger, I would fester and invest more time into a bad situation or invest more energy into a bad situation or even invest more energy, time, and caring to bad people to where now my tolerance is so zero. It's like once I smell it being bad, taste it being bad, see it be, it's fucking bad. I'm like a zero tolerance all the way around, whether it be people, whether it be situation, even sometimes like with employees, like I'm a big believer. If you get employees that are just complaining, they're just finding something to hate. You can't fix that. You can train people to sell better. You can train people to be better. You can train them skill sets. You can't train them integrity. You can't train them confidence. You can't train them on doing the right thing, being good people, actually giving a shit. Those are tangibles that I look for in not only friends, but in business. And when I sense that they're just bad people holding people down, I'm sure you've listened to the podcast before. I have an 80-20 rule where I think, you know, if you have 100 people on your staff, I think your top 20% do 80% of your work. And I think your next 60% do 20% of your work. And your bottom 20% are pointing the finger, complaining, bitching, finding reasons to bring everyone down. It's like milk spoiling in the refrigerator, making everything fucking stink. And you just got to move on from it fast. And I think in life, like kudos to you getting the usher over there. I'm always like hoping something happens. It just never really does. I'm always fired up. Like, I got this energy. Let's go. And people talking shit. And I never talk shit. I don't have to talk shit. I don't have to run my mouth. I don't have to do anything. I don't care what people say. I know you don't either. But the ability to take your mind and say, okay, I'm hot, I'm fired up. Okay, I'm going to calm down. It's not worth it. I'm here to have a good time. That is the growth pattern that people lack. And a lot of times with employees, that bottom 20%, they still don't have that kind of growth pattern to change their mindset, because everybody's got the same shot in life. Whether you're white, black, female, male, big, fat, small, skinny, doesn't matter. You still have your ability to wake up every morning and pick and choose what it is you want to do, period. No matter what it is. Am I right?
I love it, man. I believe in that. And, you know, I'm a little bit older than you, so it isn't that I've grown tolerant. I know how to let those emotions pass. I have a whole daily routine multiple times. Believe me, I was breathing through that loudmouth person, and all I see is unhealed, and I feel childhood trauma coming out. I don't want to get too deep in that stuff, but I used to be a huge partier. And thank goodness I didn't meet you when that happened. We would have been in jail in Birmingham, and just it would have been all kinds of hell breaking loose. But I realized that I just one day just woke up and just stopped drinking altogether. Just said, I'm done. I walked away. Didn't use any AA, didn't switch over to cannabis, and just started feeling my feelings. Holy smokes, did things just get better. You know what else? I didn't die. Life got better. Business got better. I'm a better father. By the way, congratulations on your daughter going to Alabama, bro. And she got accepted to Delta Zeta. I love seeing good things happen to good people. And, I can't be a total man crush on you. I don't know what those shorts were that you were wearing at your party, but we got to talk, bro.
the neon ones?
Yes.
You didn't like those? Those are awesome.
So I have a guy who personally dresses me, and anytime I take a picture and it's something he doesn't approve of, he just literally sends me, like, he hated my swim trunks. So he sent me all new swim trunks. Real great guy out of Detroit. Won't let me redress in anything that isn't just absolutely perfect. So, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. I like to look good because I feel good. Life is good. You're right, man. It's just, we're here. I heard something else. You know, everybody says you only live once. No. You live every day. You only die once. So you see that Anne Heshett thing that just happened to her, man. She had demons galore. She crashed into a car, crashed into a house. Now she's dead just because she didn't deal with her childhood trauma, bro. I mean, seriously, you got to go out. And here's the thing about it. You know she didn't go out to die that day. So people out there having a good time. It's Friday. I'm going to have a little cocktail. And I'm not sitting here saying that, don't drink, don't do drugs. So, hey, man, everything in moderation. But be freaking careful and live your life. It's always that anger that screws us all up. And it's usually anger that's so deep down below, you didn't know you had it.
Now, let's hear from our sponsors. Talking about shorts, you like the short swimming trunks, or you like the long short swimming trunks?
Well, I like the short shorts. I got these big tree trunk legs, and I like to get them tan.
You want to show them off, right?
I like to show everything off, but I'm so in shape that everybody thinks I'm always showing off, but I'm hot. You know, I run hot temper. So you see, I'm sweating right now. I get all fired up here talking to you. I got a 6-pack abs. I've heard you talking shit about the abs. I was like,
behind what I say. I stand behind what I say, by the way. I ain't got that kind of fucking time. And in most cases, not all, but most cases, people with 6-packs are douchebags because they got too much fucking time. They're too worried about themselves. That's my opinion. Now, I didn't say all. I said most.
Hey, 80-20 rule. I'll take that all day long. I'll tell you what. My day starts at 4:30.
There you go.
4:30 a.m. I'm up at 4:30 doing my gratitude, doing my freaking meditation. 5 o'clock, I'm in the gym. Bam. And hitting it hard. And you know what? I dispense justice. People say, what's your diet look like? What's this? You know what? I lift heavy weights. That's what I do. And I eat a lot. And I move a lot. I do more before most people wake up. I do more in the morning before anybody does mostly all day. I don't get cheated. I'm going to bring it and we're going to come. I used to say, don't stand on the tracks when the train's coming through. I'm the train, man. I'm coming and hell's coming with me. So I got to do a shameless plug. I apologize because, my book's going to be coming out and they named it Harder Than Life. So it talks about IT, which is harder than life. And then I'm harder than life, man. All my friends from elementary and high school are either dead or in jail, man. And my grandmother, when she was alive, used to say, you're an aberration. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be alive. And if I'm alive, there's a reason for it. So I'm going to make a freaking difference. And that's why I'm helping out as much as I can. I'm giving back as much as I can. And I'm going to take it to the next level and give back as much as I possibly can to help everybody, as you started off the podcast with.
Dude, I love the fucking title. That's a great name, dude. Harder Than Life. I love that.
Yeah, I use the same people. I'm not gonna plug. I'm gonna use the same people, even though you said not to, only because I didn't get the follow up. And it's actually been pretty freaking good, because I listened to what you said and I used it to my ability. It was always supposed to be just for man. This was crazy, Jason. I tell you. Writing it was so cathartic. There were points where I was talking, I just burst out in tears. And it was, your subconscious is weird, man. You bury things that you forgot. So going through and saying, you know, the things that happened to me and realized what they were for me later on in life. Like, it's in the book. I had to do some real nasty shit as a child. My stepfather was an asshole. He was tough, but he made me tough. And I can weather anything, and not much is ever going to rattle me. So harder than life, man. I'm harder than life. And you know, I'm going to just keep pushing as far as I can until my last day here.
So, you know, you talked a little bit about your childhood. I want to go a little bit deeper into that, because I think everybody has a story, Kelly. I think everybody goes through, you know, it's all relative. Everybody goes through shit. Nobody has a perfect life, right? I have friends or family on the outside. My brother, I love my brother dearly. Huge alcoholic, huge drug user. You know, used to beat the shit out of his ex-wife, went to jail, got out, tried to get his shit together, suicidal, went back to jail. Our DNA is the same. We're completely different people, right? Not a very good father, has a huge heart, loves the world, would give his shirt off his back, but has a fucking alcohol problem and a hatred and anger problem. And all of my success, he's hated me. Like, my success is his failure. He's literally compared himself to me, wanted to compete with me. We had the same childhood. Same dad beat the shit out of us. Same dad made threats, was nasty, just wrong. Same dad didn't show us the affection we probably needed as a kid. Like, all of those things, right? And I say this because I hear stories from everybody. And everybody has their own thing. Like, my wife, her life was, in my opinion, worse than mine. Her dad went to prison when she was 9. FBI raided their house. She slept in a bathtub for 2 years. Mom didn't give a shit about her. Like, it was fucking, her story is fucking morbid compared to mine. And you go down these lines of different people, and people use them, like, look at, you know, Oprah Winfrey was raped, all these things as a child, right? People use their problems as a crutch or an excuse to not do something in life. They use it as the reason why they're not anything, and that's a lazy way out. They use it for the reason they're not going to be successful, for the reason they're not going to make a change. They use it as the blame game, like a cloud. My brother used to say, cloud follows me. No, motherfucker, what you put in is what you get. You deserve everything you get because that's what you put into people. And my point is, as you mentioned your childhood, and how it was hard, and your stepdad was a fucking asshole, and he was just tough on you, but he made you tougher. People don't realize that, Kelly, that when you look at it as glass half full, like, my dad being an asshole made me better. It made me stronger. It made me overcome this bullshit. It made me challenge this bullshit. He wasn't like, here you go, have fun. No, no, no. He's like, fuck that. You got to step up. You got to own your shit. You got to do stuff. Talk about how your childhood, because I see you getting a little emotional right now, how your childhood affected who you are today.
You know, yeah, it's emotional. It's all in the book. And, you know, I could tell you stories that'll blow your mind. Some of them are in the book, and it's just, you know, while kids were having fun, having summers, I was a slave, you know. But you know what? He made me a tough motherfucker. And it isn't just my stepdad; it's my mother. My mother was, you know, to this day, I still battle the fact of feeling unloved. I get to relive my childhood through my daughter, who's 13, who doesn't have to ever worry about anything as long as I'm alive. But I also have, one of our core values at NTM is family. Everyone is family. The second that the pandemic hit, the first thing I did is look at my bank account, both personally and the business, and see how long can I float this thing for my work family in case we don't get any money. And, you know, the good news is we had a year or two in the bank, so we were good. So it made me feel good. I wish that everybody looked at life that way. I don't, but they just don't. You know, you said it's a simple same way. Be the villain or the victor, or you can be the victim. I'm going to be the villain. I'm going to win, man. That's it. So the other thing too, I've learned this through a lot of therapy. You know, everybody goes their own journey, but I learned the reason why I work out was because my stepfather is 6'2", 260 pounds. I'm 5'9", 120 pounds when I was a little kid. And I got big. Now I'm 220, brick shit house. Ain't nobody kicking my ass. You know, I'll give you one. My stepfather drowned me in a bathtub that my mother left to go drinking. He came home drunk. She left to go drinking. He drowned me because I didn't freaking let out the water of her bathtub that I didn't even know existed. I thought I was dead, Jay. Dead. He put me out of the water and hold me down just long enough till I freaking almost pass out, pull me back up. And boy, every time he did it, and then somehow by some grace of God, he stopped. And I'm here. Another time, my mom, on my birthday, I'm not a big birthday fan. My mom beat the living shit out of me on my birthday because she came home drunk. Hey, man, I'm not a big birthday fan, but I love giving other people for their birthdays. I don't say these things that won't feel bad for Kelly. You know what? Just know that if I did it, anybody can do it. That's what it is. I have a sister. She's not like you. I'm so sorry about your brother, man. It makes my heart. I absolutely freaking feel for him because I have a sister that's the same, but she loves my success. Is she uncomfortable coming to my house? Yes. Does she drink too much? Do they smoke too much? Do they still live in Warren on 8 Mile, man? They're still doing the thing. I went to high school with Eminem, so the 8 Mile movie was a lot of how I grew up. But this was beautiful about this country, man. Travel the country or travel the world and see other countries aren't as great as this, where you get to do whatever you want. It gives you whatever you want if you just take it and you go after it with good honesty, integrity, with tenacity, continuously trying to improve yourself day in and day out. And look at the glass half full, not half empty. Why is the world against me? The world is against you sometimes because it's teaching you a lesson. And it's time to correct and it's time to pivot. Look at it and understand that there's a reason something's happening. You might not know what it is, but it'll eventually show itself. And keep on pushing. But no, those were interesting things. And, you know, I haven't talked to my mother, my stepfather in 20 years. And I've gone to a lot of therapy and I said, well, you should talk to them. No. Like you said about getting the negativity. One of the biggest things that people don't do is they're not aware. You know, they're too busy denying what they did. You know, I talked to my stepfather when he went to funerals years ago, and I said, you know, why'd you do these nasty things? I had a roof over your head, Kelly. That's all that mattered. And that never happened. So what the hell? Years later, I forgive him. They did the best that they could. And you know what? It's pretty freaking good. I'm okay, and I'm doing a lot of good. I'm involved in a lot of charities. I'm giving back, and we just begun to do what we're about to do. And I'm going to take this to the next level. I text you, told you, I'm coming with you, bro. I'm coming with you. I'm going to come in there, and the next time Ed Mylett has one of those things, I want to be on that stage with you guys doing the good cheer. Because I believe, why does it have to be only 1%? Why can't it be 2%? You know, 1%ers, that's silly. Let's make it 2. Hell, let's make it 4. It ain't that hard, man. Just deal with your crap and be positive, be honest, and work hard. Damn, that was a hell of a rant.
Yeah, no, good. Rants are good. Rants are good. You know, you wanted to do better. You know, I've talked to you a few times and you're a great dad. And you're like, look, I want to bring my daughter to this and I do everything for my daughter. And you mentioned her multiple times, which is a sign of how much you care and love her because you're bringing her up in everything you're excited about and every adventure that you've got going on, you want her involved. And it's the opposite of kind of what you grew up in. And we all kind of deal with that. Like I said, everybody has their shit. Everybody has their shit. And we have to decide, you know, what we're going to do with that shit. Are we going to make the excuses or are we going to do something about it, you know, and make a difference and then share our knowledge and our experience with other people? My son hears the stress in my voice with business, right? You know, business has been, and my son's 12. For the listeners out there who don't know, I got a 23-year-old, 18-year-old, 15-year-old, and a 12-year-old, and three girls, and then my son. And my son is like my little best friend. right? We do everything together. We talk. He asks me about business. He's like, Dad, how can I hustle? He sells shoes online to make money. Like, he's a hustler, right? And he says to me, he's like, Dad, he sees me stressed because we went from doing 50 million in sales a month to 12 to 22 to 33 to 36. So we're coming back. But we had a big fall and drop off with everything with the Generac issues and the rebrand and all of that. And we're rebuilding. And he hears my stress in my voice. And of course, my mother's the same way. You know, I got a great relationship with my parents, and I always stress this, and I want to bring two things up. One, blood doesn't make you family.
Yeah, I mean, that was in your book, man. That was, book was amazing, man. I loved it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But you were talking, it made me think of blood doesn't make you family because you don't have a real relationship with your stepfather and mom anymore, or much of one you mentioned. And they're not entitled to have a relationship with you because they're related to you. They're entitled because it's got to be giving and taking. You've got to feel a relationship is a give and take. It's a partnership. So I wanted to bring that part up. I didn't want to forget about that. But the with my son, he could hear the stress. And I've told my mom, who's worried, like, hey, are you okay? And I'm like, look, I'm okay. Like, if things didn't work out at Pink Energy, which I'm a fighter, like, they're going to have to throw me out of the fucking building. You've seen Wolf of Wall Street? Like, they're going to have to fucking open the building up and pull me the fuck out because I'm not going anywhere. Like, right now, the executives won't get a paycheck. As long as we're laying people off, I refuse to pay the executives until we're growing again and profitable. There's no reason. And so that it's about giving back to your team and stepping up for your team. And you know that. You talked about it a little bit ago. But I told my mom, she's like, well, I'm like, listen, I'm worried about the 1,700 people that work for me and the people that depend on me every day. I'm not worried about me. This doesn't define me. This isn't who I am. I'm still Jason Waller. I'm still a son. I'm still a father. I'm still a grandfather. I'm still a husband. I'm still all these other things. I still have a podcast. I still have, you know, people that I care about. I have relationships. I have all these other things I'm doing. This is my business that I love. And this is my work family. But if I give it my all, and for some reason, and I've never really lost before, Kelly, like ever, like I've never been in a position to lose because I fucking refuse to lose. So this is like, I'm the epic battle of life right now that we're fighting. But my son heard me talk to my mom, like, doesn't define me. He goes, my son puts his arm around me. He's sitting in the car and he goes, Dad, money doesn't matter. Like, just live. You have one life. Just live. Live every day and enjoy it. You don't have to, like, be stressed and try to do this. And it's crazy that a 12-year-old son can pick up on all the stuff that I try to help people with and then go through. And then he gives me advice, which is solid advice. And I told him, I said, look, I am living, but I'm a fighter. That's who I was born to be. And I'm going to fight until there's no fight left. And we're either out of the slump or I got the next battle in front of me. But I'm built for battle. And he gets it. But, you know, when you were telling your story about you and your stepdad and your mom, it reminded me of, like, where I've been with my parents. I didn't talk to them for 2 years. And then now I have a great relationship with them. And then my son, how close he is to me and picks up on little things of when it's time to battle. And you, Kelly, my friend, you're built for battle. You're built for struggle. You're built to overcome things. You're built to build things and get people inspired. I hear it in your energy. I can feel it in your charisma and your background. Like, you are built for this kind of stuff.
Well, I would say the same to you because, hey, listen, give yourself a pat on the back that your son is a chip off of your back. You don't think it's not crazy. You built that young man and you are building an amazing young man, as you've built an amazing young daughter. And this shit doesn't happen by accident, man. You don't get it by winning a freaking quiz show. And, you know, going back to your further point before that is, you can fix anything but death. And always remember where we freaking came from, dude. You were going door to door selling alarms, distributing freaking flyers. And look at you now. You know, the cars and the money mean nothing. It's just look at who you are as a person. And would you have ever thought that? No, measure the gain and not the gap. You know, hey, you dropped a couple million bucks. You're alive. You know, you were just at the Detroit Lions training camp. You have dear friends who love you. You have people that are freaking rooting you on. And again, this is happening for you, not to you. And I believe this, and I bet you believe this. I believe the world is transpiring to make you happy. If you let it, you just gotta get out of the freaking way.
Now, a word from our sponsors. Yeah, Might be right. Hey, listen, I'm a big believer in that. If there's always a plan and whatever that is, I can only take my choices and create my map along that plan. But there is a bigger plan.
But wait a minute, you're an alpha like me. You want to freaking jump in and make it happen. And what I'm working on right now is slowing it down and letting things catch up and happen the way they're supposed to. Not the forced way that Jason Waller and Kelly Siegel do it. It's going to happen. We're going to keep giving it that nudge. But my first logo was a bulldog because literally I was going door to door, beating on doors, freaking knocking shit down. I've sold copiers. I've sold long distance. I sold phone systems. Dude, all I had to do was sell used cars. I hit the trifecta. I'll sell anything to anybody because I've lost more deals than you've been involved in because I will keep going. You know, I'll keep knocking on doors when people are tired. And it's one of the things, man, you're not always going to feel great, man. You're not always going to feel great. It's the days that you feel like crap, that you get up and you get moving and you keep pushing through. And I tell you what, I use a litany of different techniques for everything. There's not one size fits all. It's always changing. It isn't easy getting up at 4:30 every morning, man. I'm in Florida. I had two Delta delays last night. Landed late night. I ate a greasy cheeseburger for dinner. And I was like, I got to get up. And I had three desserts with my daughter because it's something we do.
Does that doesn't help the six pack. How the fuck do you pull that off?
Hey, I can cheat. But no, it doesn't. But every once in a while, you got to let your foot off the gas. You know that. Got to let your foot off the gas, but realize exactly where it is to press it again. Because when it's there's different seasons. There's winning season right now. Everybody else is sitting back. You know, we're in IT. It's hard. Supply chain issues, real. We're having difficulty getting gear. You know what I do? I go out and buy stuff in bulk ahead of time. So when people can't do things, I got to sit in the warehouse. You want to get installed tomorrow? Sure. Yep. You can't find employees? Well, let's fix that. Every opportunity, every issue is an opportunity to get better. And it's funny because my work family always, they learn not to say no to me anymore because I don't know no. Why say no when yes feels so much better?
Right. Sure does. I love that. I love that. So I want to wrap up real quick here. I want you to talk a little bit about your business, how they can reach out, and when does your book come out? And what's next for you besides the business and book?
Well, the submission, you can go to www.trustntm, is a nationaltechnologymanagement.com, and you can read all about us.
Now, is your services offered anywhere USA?
Hey, it's called National Technology Management for a reason.
I'm just making sure.
Ago, I had this idea that we could service anywhere in the country. That's why we named it National Technology Management. Some of our best customers are in Florida, in Kansas, in Oklahoma, in Texas. Those are the people that love us because they don't. There's nobody like us out there. There just isn't. I started from the telecom game and went over and bought the IT company and everything in between and molded it together and just made it hum like nobody's business. And I did it way before everybody else.
Now, you've got small businesses, medium businesses, and large businesses, right? All companies can apply to this, right? To have you.
As long as they value service and they're cyber aware, they can use our services. But if someone's coming to look for the cheapest price, man, we ain't it. But, and really, truthfully, we're the same as everybody else in terms of price. We just don't deviate. So we don't knock off certain parts. So it's like going and buying a freaking Cadillac and saying, I don't want leather seats. Dude, leather seats come in a Cadillac. You buy it, you can't freaking line item certain things because there's a reason we have it in there. That's how we're able to achieve 99% customer satisfaction. That's why how we're able to achieve 90% calls, first call close. But right now we're working on a new system that's getting us to. So you call in with an issue, I can't bold and word. 90% of the time we can get you fixed right away. Obviously, bold and word's a simple and easy one, but we try to be the fastest, most efficient company known to man. So trustntm.com. Book's coming out. It's Harder Than Life, Weaponizing Violence, Addiction, and I forget the last little piece. What's next is we keep grinding, man. Keep grinding because we're moving it, making a dent in the IT business. And while it's a race to the bottom, we're going up. So in Michigan, as you know, everybody's trying to beat everybody up and everybody's dropping their price. We're staying just as normal as can be, talking about value. And we're getting into some big deals right now where I need people. I need smart people that are tenacious, that want to improve, that believe in family, that are honest integrity and deliver results. And what's next? I'm going to launch a podcast. I wanted, this is what I was going
to talk about. I was about to ask that. I'm so excited that you're doing that. You need to have your own show.
I need to hone in. I'm all over the place right now with what I want to help. And unfortunately, I'm not trying to monetize this thing, but it keeps happening. I just want to give back, man. My story is so crazy. I was the A1 craziest partying animal, fun womanizer, and wondering why I didn't like the guy in the mirror. And I just 3.5 years ago said, I'm done. And then so much really bad things happened to me the night of the pandemic. In addition to the pandemic, my daughter was taken away from me for bullshit lies. I persevered. I looked over at my stocks. I'm like, nobody would know. I would know. I'm my harshest critic, man. There's nothing anybody's going to say to me that's going to be harder on me than me. You know, so what's next podcast? We're going to grind harder. My goal this year is I didn't give my work family raises in the last 2 years because of the pandemic. We've been flat. I said, we hit this number. I'm giving everybody big double digit raises. So that we're on track to do that. I got to give back, man. Giving is the best thing in the world to me. I want to help. What's the first thing I said to you, Jay, was what can I get involved to help you, man? You're doing your Susan Coleman thing. I'll be there with my daughter with bells on. So she knows we donate a lot to charity. We're just going to do a lot more of the same on a bigger audience with bigger things. I already kind of have an idea to set up a second book. We'll see how this one goes. I thought it was going to be just a thing for legitimize me for business. Everybody knows me as the crazy party animal guy. And I wanted to show that that's not who I am anymore. I'm a legitimate businessman who knows what the hell I'm talking about. And immediately, I don't know if the people are blowing smoke on me, but the people that have read it said, this thing's going to sell like hotcakes. This is a hell of a story. I read the first manuscript and literally I couldn't turn a page without crying. I was like, wow. Sometimes you don't know what you've been through until you can read it. So, and Jay, this is why I've been reaching out to you. I don't know, man. That's why I'm going to talk to you, the smart people in the world that have done great things. I reached out to your boy,
David Meltzer.
I reached out to David. I just want to talk to some people and see where the freaking world takes me. As you can tell, I'm as authentic, as genuine as it comes, man. There's not a skeleton in my closet. I've had them. I had them in the past. I'll talk about anything you want to know. I used to have a boat on Lake St. Clair. I've been there, done it, seen it, wrote the book, bought the t-shirt, and probably danced on the bar. So that was Hurt Kelly. That was the guy that was, hey, look at me. This, you'll love this guy. But now I love this guy. You're going to love this guy. The world's going to love this guy. And we're going to make a difference in any way, shape, or form. So
I love that. I love that. And look, anytime you need anything, there's several mentors I've had over time that I can definitely share some information to you. But you're on the right path, brother. You're on the right path to, you know, loving yourself, being better, taking care of your work family, building your business. Yes, you need your own podcast. You've got the energy. You get some cool guests on there telling your story, pulling things out of people. I think that's the right path. I did the podcast for fun and then it exploded, right? I wrote the book just to kind of get it off as a challenge and then it exploded. I think you're on the same trajectory as I was. I think it's good. It's exciting. I'm happy for you.
I did it without even talking to you. It was so weird. That's why I'm like, we got to talk. We got to hang out. It's like our minds. But when I hear you on your talks, and I've listened to every podcast, I read the book. I soak it in. I read all the time. I want to tell you, that freaking interview with Master P was, I shared it with everybody.
I love Master P.
That shit was fire, bro. I will believe it was so. This sounds terrible.
He's smart. He's an entrepreneur, dude. Because he doesn't act smart, but he runs a good business. He brands the fuck out of his shit.
Some of the things that I'm starting to see, watching is not everybody is who they say they are. And that's just the world. And that's okay too. You know, the world needs ditch diggers. There's going to be a little bit of everybody out there. And I think that my energy kind of scares some of that away. And that's just maybe the universe protecting me. And I'm okay with that. But I tell you what, if anybody needs help with anything, and I keep going over to the to some sort of addiction, because, you know, I mean, I used to party. I used to drink a fifth of scotch a day, man. It was just, I was a functioning drunk. And I have a problem saying I was an alcoholic because I just walked away from it. And I think that if you follow this 12 steps, I don't think that you, if you're powerless of alcohol, you don't just walk away, man. I toasted a drag queen in Key West, Florida on New Year's on night 2019, set that drink down and never looked back. Literally didn't go to a meeting, didn't it? Just said, there's something better for me out here.
Good for you. That's hard to do, man. That's hard to do. So good for you.
I'll tell you what, there ain't a single person that quit drinking in this world that said that was the wrong decision. I could have a cocktail here and there if I wanted to. I just don't. It's just, I wake up every day, I feel so good. So good. Why would I dull that? I don't use anything, not to knock any of my cannabis, brother. We do a ton of business with cannabis. I don't do any of that shit either. I don't do anything. I just do this weird thing called sit in my feelings. And you know what? It's easy to do when you're sitting in a pool in Bluefield Hills or a pool in your boat in freaking Florida. Right, Jay? So do the work.
That's right, baby. That's right. Hey, that best way to celebrate is enjoy your shit. That's how it works. Like, everybody likes nice shit. Go get it. That's how it is. All right. Hey, Kelly, I appreciate having you on, brother. How can they find your handle on social media?
Hey, it's just Kelly.Siegel. Siegel spelled with S-I-E-G-E-L. All over the place. You Google me, you'll probably find some funny ass stories from Leicester, Michigan, where I went to college. That was a story we didn't even get into. Yeah, Kelly.Siegel, trustntm.com. And, you know, anywhere in the country, if you got any issues with your IT, hey, hit me up.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming on. That's a wrap on this episode. Bam! And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby.
Bam! Damn, True Underdog. Damn, unleash the power.